Shala De Guzman here for ShalaMagazine.com.
Google us.
S-H-A-L-L-A.
Hello, my name is Rosemary Lombard. I'm reading Angel Lombard's poem for her, a poem she calls Rhododendron. Rhododendron leaves color the brown garden, laugh at the wet white costume sitting on the grass. Its leaves measure air where the heat teases by its absence. Angel Lombard, an avid reader and writer of poetry, speaks and writes by tapping words and letters on a communication board. It's a way to voice thoughts, she says. Angel, 19 when she wrote the poem, is from Hillsboro, Oregon, where it does sometimes snow. She has been homeschooled with an emphasis on language arts and art. Her poem, Rhododendron, first appeared in Threshold's Literary Journal in the 2009 spring-summer issue. She is also a contributor to our book in progress, Diode's Experiment, A Box Turtle Investigates the Human World, and is associated with the Animal Cognition Laboratory, Colonial Connection. Shala suggested that I also talk about my own writing. I, like Angel and my other students, write poetry. Some of our poetry is included in our book in progress, but my focus is on writing about the 30 years of exploring the minds of turtles. Diode's Experiment, A Box Turtle Investigates the Human World, which I mentioned, is a narrative nonfiction book about this exploration, written for a lay audience and told mostly as story. Diode's Experiment, demonstrating that she understood the concept of classes of objects, was so surprising that it jump-started the 30 years of research and teaching these highly motivated animals and sent me from my previous career as a university music history instructor back to Bio 101 and eventually to grad school in animal behavior. Our approach is similar to that used with some of the famous communicating animals Washo the chimp, Coco the gorilla, Konzi the bonobo, and Alex the gray parrot, who also have books written about them. It's home-based, with ample socialization, enrichment of many kinds, and game-based teaching. The turtles pass the primate tests and mirror self-recognition. They imitate human vocalizations. They invent gestures. They draw using their beaks on vertical surfaces, a skill they've demonstrated at the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry. To music, they sway in my hands, pirouette, and flip around and over, and more. All these years later, Diode and the others keep me surprised and laughing.
For more, please visit us at www.shaladeguzman.com. That's ShalaDeGuzman.com. Thank you.